Dr. Cam Ewer, and I just want to make a short comment about the Citizen Commission on Human Rights in relation to psychiatric type of approach. So it's more than just making the voice heard. That's a good place to start. And of course, many of the conditions that that people are struggling with their mind and their emotions and their reactive response or the reacting to their emotions that become psychological problems. And things have to be resolved without resorting to medication. Of course, medication has its place. And it's really about stimulating the brain and have more brain function and less relying on the mental aspect of the person or even the mental aspect of others as far as professional the mental experts about conditions that they have difficulty resolving. So using this process is about technology, is about achieving immediate results. When there's no immediate result, then we pretty much miss the mark. And you want to be able to demonstrate that when people have depression, you can actually resolve those depression very quickly, pretty much on the spot. And you all could do this. So, and conditions that people are struggling with, like schizophrenia or bipolar, those things could be strengthened and delete the cumulative effect of it very quickly. So that's why I gave this class. I want to demonstrate to all people who has either family members or friends who've been struggling with their mental situation or mental health. Now, what is mental health? It doesn't really have any meaning at all. In fact, we just finished the May of month is the Mental Health Awareness Month. How far did we get with that? Right. So we didn't go too far at all, actually, except to ask people for ask people for donations. That doesn't really change anything, right? So, and many of these psychological problems, people have to realize that it could be resolved very quickly when you make a distinction: is it mental thinking that's negative or positive, and emotions, and you want to know if those emotions come from the individual or come from the family, coming from professionals. So it's not really about educating, because we already know what's out there, and we don't need to reinforce our knowing about it or educating about it. Knowing is how to resolve it, right? And there are ways to resolve it. You just have to be open to it and experience it, or experience it for your family members. Because when they have a psychiatric problem, they're not going to come out and try to resolve it themselves. So it's really about family members taking care of other family members that they have those conditions that could be changed very quickly. So I don't want anyone to take my word for it. They could just come to the class or come to an event. We could do a fundraising event that you could actually come on it, and you come on it soon enough for the time that I have. I will show you how it's done, right? So if you get to the right answer will solve the situation. So, of course, they said that the brain is not the real cause of anyone's life problem. Well, at least they got that right, but they don't know how to get into the brain and access the brain and change what's there, and should not be mixing up the mind with the brain with the mind. So mental disorder is definitely not coming from, you know, some kind of chemical imbalance in the brain, right? So anyway, I want to say more about it. I just don't want to say too much at this time. I just want to give you some kind of input, and we'll continue and add more to it. So thank you so much.